In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Yesterday we heard the account of our Lord multiplying the loaves and the fishes, one of the accounts. There were several in sacred scripture. And I took great pains to point out that this is a real miracle. Our Lord contravened the laws of nature, so much so that there was more bread and fish left over than when he began. And this is very important because in our current day and age, even within the church, there's a tendency to try to explain away miracles. As if, Jesus was just such a nice guy and inspired everyone to share their soggy fish sandwiches that they had brought with them, and that's why there was enough for it to feed the 5,000. That's not the plain meaning of sacred scripture. It's not the opinion of the fathers, and in fact, I would say that is heresy. It is a false reading of sacred scripture, and it is twisting it, and it is a denial of the power of God over all of creation. So Jesus was far more than a nice guy. He is the Son of God. He is the anointed one, the Messiah in human flesh. People also try to explain away today's miracle, Jesus walking on the water, and they'll do it in really bizarre ways, that there was ice floes in the Sea of Galilee, and Jesus kind of skipped from one to the other, coming towards the boat. No, that's not what happened. And it's important that that's not what happened. Why? Because we have to remember that whenever Jesus works a miracle, it's not a magic trick. It's not something someone's going to do down in Vegas. It's not a sleight of hand, prestidigitation. But rather, it is a demonstration of who he is. It's proclaiming the gospel, that the kingdom of God is at hand. And who has power over nature? God does. And so the very fact that Jesus is able to walk on water is a testimony to the fact that he is true God and true man, as we reflected upon last Sunday. It's not just a neat trick. It's saying to the entire world, I am God. Believe what I have to say. Now, Peter says, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. And this is not a stupid thing to say, because the devil sometimes appears as the Lord. In the cathedral in Orvieto in Italy, there's a depiction in one of the mosaics, not a mosaic, fresco, of the Antichrist. And the Antichrist looks like Jesus, only the devil standing beside him and reaching his arm through the Antichrist's sleeve in order to direct him. Saint Teresa of Avila had the devil appear to her in the guise of Christ, and he told her, oh, you don't need to pray so much. You want to discern where something's coming from, whether it's coming from up high or down below. If it ever tells you to sin, or contradicts the teachings of the church or the gospel, you know it is from the devil. So, Lord, if it is you, command me to walk across the water to you. Okay, do it. And Peter does it, because he trusts in God. And then he looks around and goes, oh my, because he's in the middle of a storm and he begins to sink, because he ceases to cooperate with God's grace. Because remember, God never forces his grace upon any one of us. And all too often, we're like that too, aren't we? We trust in God, and then when things get dicey, we go, whoa, wait a minute. We need to remember to have faith, and that God will get us through regardless of what happens to us. So, testing is good, but having faith in God is good. Even when things seem to be failing, remember that God is there. And even when you fail, Jesus is not going to let you sink because you say, oh, well, he didn't have faith, so I'm going to get rid of that guy. He reached down and picked up Peter, and he'll do the same for you and me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.